Laura, and I have been looking at jackhammer tutorials. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty new to jackhammering. And I've been looking for just simple jackhammer tutorials, and I only found tutorials by men. So here's another one to add to what's out there. And I came across pretty just bare bones explanations for how to put this into the jackhammer. So whatever your jackhammer size is, right, it's gonna be and feel different. But when you're sliding it in, you're really gonna have to use elbow grease. It's pretty hard to slide it in and secure it. So make sure that the bit is really taut so that this can go up and down without coming loose. Okay, so that's really important. Also, make sure that you're wearing closed-toed shoes, preferably steel boots. And I would wear a hard hat because you never know what's gonna come flying. Also, wear goggles or protective glasses, really important. And they don't say this in a lot of the tutorials, but make sure that your hair is back. That's really important, especially if you have long hair. And make sure, oh no, see I'm tangled. This didn't happen in any of the other tutorials. And now make sure that you have some kind of hearing covering.
It's all flush at the bottom.
Okay. Okay, so now we're good to get started for the most part. Just make sure, I'm gonna keep these down so that I can hear. Make sure that you have a mask or a respirator. I have one over there. Make sure that you use that because there's gonna be a lot of dust that's gonna come, but if I wear it, then I won't be able to talk. So it's over there. So now I'm gonna go ahead and grab my jackhammer and bring it over to my work zone, okay? So you have to be really careful when moving these things, and you really want to use the weight of the thing because otherwise it's going to be really working against you. Okay, so be really careful when you're moving it because you could very easily just turn it on and then just carefully bring it over to your work zone. Okay, and now I'm just going to grab my gloves. Make sure that you wear gloves, especially if you have long nails. You have to be really careful. And you don't want to mess up any rings or anything on your hands. Very important. So put on your gloves. You're going to feel a lot of vibration going through your body. Be mindful if any dogs are nearby that they don't get into your work zone. Okay. So now I'm just going to go over my area. So I just needed to break up some concrete. That's all. Pretty simple job. You really want to use the weight of the thing, and it's going to come back up and down, right? So then you're just going to turn it on, but you want to stay with your body away from the thing so that the vibration of it doesn't really run through you. Okay, so then you're just turn it on, and then that's really it. You have to repeat that as many times as you need, but make sure that when it's on, it doesn't come in contact with your body because you're going to feel all the vibration. So again, carefully. It's going to pop up and down. And that's really the basics of jackhammering.